You are listening to Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio, brought to you by M Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I'm your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friends and colleagues, Carol Morgan and Todd Youngblood. Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good Great. Morning. Doing well.
Outstanding. Carol, what's this National Ice Cream Month promo all about?
Well, you know, July is National Ice Cream Month, and we all love to go to ice cream shops and sample different flavors of ice cream. So we thought that it would be fun to offer different samples or scoops, as you may, of marketing relevance services. So we're offering just, you know, little bitty samplings. You know, of course, there's a cost involved, but if you just want to try SEO, we have an SEO package, we have a PR package, we've got graphic design, so we've got just different scoops that you can try during July.
Outstanding.
Well, good luck with that. Is a great idea.
Yeah, good luck with that promo. All right, well, we got a great show today. Say hello to our first guest. His name is Carter Smith. He's a realtor with Professional Realty Group. Welcome to the show, Carter.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here, and I appreciate you guys having me.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you. Thanks for joining us. Carter, before we get into it, take a quick second and tell us a little bit about you and your background.
Well, I was born and raised in Cartersville, Georgia, so I'm a Georgia native. Went to Cartersville High School, and then after that, I went to the University of Georgia on a golf scholarship where I played for the golf team. I was redshirted my first year, then went on to play four more years, turned professional. After that, realized didn't want to live out of my car the rest of my life, so shortly thereafter, I obtained my real estate license in 2003. And since 2003, I've been a full-time realtor with Professional Realty Group. I'm a single dad of the three greatest children on the planet. I got to mention that. My lovely partner is Carrie Campbell, and we're a team there at Professional Realty Group entitled the Smith Team. And we specialize in residential real estate, fine homes, homes with acreage, relocation. We work with buyers, sellers, short sales, REOs, new construction, and land. And I do want to mention, we will work with any property of any price range.
That's really awesome. So Professional Realty Group, now, is this a company that you started, or you've...
This is a real estate brokerage firm in Cartersville, and it was started in 1998 by two local Cartersville realtors, Jimmy Pike and Travis Popham. And they have a combined experience of over 40 years in real estate. We've currently got about 30 agents that specialize in both residential and commercial. Actually, my brother, he handles most of the commercial and industrial business for the firm. And we're just a close bunch, and we believe in hard work, honesty, and integrity. And we keep it real simple. Quality service backed by years of experience, and that's basically what we focus on.
Well, you say hard work, honesty, integrity. I mean, magic words. Magic words that work all the time. I understand. I got to believe those three things are underneath this listing that you're working on right now. That's got to be pretty exciting.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Tell us about this kind of interesting client you've got.
It is. Chipper and I've got Chipper Jones' house listed, and Chipper and I, we actually met in 1995, and we've just become very good friends. We've been through a lot over the years, good times and bad, and he allowed me to sell him my house this past fall, and I've currently got his home listed in Roswell. The best thing I can tell you about it is just that. It's a home. You know, a lot of these multimillion-dollar houses, you walk in and they look like a museum. Well, Chipper's house is very comfortable and livable. You know, Chipper raised a family in there for years. It's just absolutely beautiful. Lots of natural hardwood colors, from the cherry floors to the heart pine gentleman's office to exposed cedar beams. And the detail in the wood trim finishings is just absolutely amazing. The finishings in this house is just unbelievable. It was custom built in 2004. It's got 7 bedrooms, 8 full baths, 4 half baths, 7 fireplaces, a butler's pantry, an all-pair suite, which is a nanny suite in my world, which is basically a house within itself. It's got a 10-seat theater, workout exercise rooms. Got 3 full kitchens in the house.
Wow.
Yeah, 3 full kitchens.
What do you need 3 kitchens for?
Well, if you're on the east wing, you'd hate to have to walk
all the way across to get something.
This is a big house. Have you told us the square footage?
I'm getting there.
Okay, you're getting there. All right, keep going.
2 wet bars, 1 full bar in the basement. The pool is gunite. It's salt water heated. It's got a jacuzzi as well. There's a game room off the courtyard with a full kitchen and a full bath, and it can actually serve, if you needed it, as an additional 8th bedroom. or a guest suite of some sort, because it does have a full kitchen and a full bath. It's got a 6-car garage, 2 laundry rooms, one on the main level, and then another laundry room upstairs with the secondary bedrooms. Lots of built-in custom bookshelves. It's on a 2.5-acre lot, and it's right around 23,500 square feet.
Wow.
Well, that explains 3 kitchens.
So it sounds like we could all move in never see each other.
Absolutely. We could all move in, and, you know, it would go a week or so without speaking, if that's what you desire.
All right. We'll be back with Carter Smith after this short commercial break.
When was the last time you browsed the web from your mobile phone? With more consumers than ever searching for your business on the go, it's important that you make a great first impression. Make sure your website is making the most of your mobile presence with content designed uniquely for smartphones and tablets. Get started with the team at Marketing Relevance today. Call 770-383-3360 or visit marketingrelevance.com.
All right, and we're back with Carter Smith, a realtor with the Professional Realty Group.
Carter, the house sounds fantastic. Can you tell us a little bit about the community that it's in?
I can. The community that the house is in is Glen Eyre. It's a private, gated, smaller community in Roswell, and it consists of 19 homes. There's one under construction, but 19 homes, and it's got 24-hour security, and, you know, the residents there are comprised of local businessmen, entertainers, athletes, but just a small, quaint neighborhood. I know Chipper loved it for years, and it's just, it provides the security that he needs and others need, and just a really nice collection of very unique homes, his being one of those.
Now, Carter, I'm sure you've got more than one house listed right now. Do you have any interesting or cool houses listed? Not that boring one you already told me.
I tell you what, a listing that I really am excited about. It's in Bartow County, and it's 261 of the prettiest acres you will ever lay your eyes on. It's about 80 acres of pasture, and the majority, the rest of it is pines and hardwoods. It's got double road frontage. It's got a pond in the rear of the property. It's the topo is fantastic, just gently rolling topography. It's a beautiful family farm. It could be divided into home sites or kept as a farm for cattle. It's just a gorgeous piece of property for somebody or a family, you know, looking to escape the hustle and bustle of everyday life and just slow down their pace a little bit. Absolutely beautiful. And 8 years ago, if you would have told me this tract could be purchased for the amount of money that the economy is allowing for these days, I would have told you were crazy. The list price on that piece of property we've got is just under $5,800 an acre.
Wow.
To purchase the entire 261. It's right around 1.5, but it is absolutely gorgeous. It's just the best way I can describe it. It's easy on the eyes.
That's nice. It's nice to have acreage.
It is.
So say I have a little bit, not that much. What kinds of trends are you seeing right now in the real estate market?
You know, it's been funny. This market has just been crazy, and to keep your finger on the pulse of what's going on, it's just you wake up one morning, it seems like it's different than what it was yesterday. But fortunately, the seller supply, it's begun to respond to consumer demand. For a long time there, and I would say still, the supply has just been heavily outweighed by demand, thus, you know, driving prices up. But on a national scale, for example, May 2013 inventories rose by 5.82% over April 2013. Last year, in that same span, in 2012, there was only a 1.7% increase in inventory from April to May. So this year we're looking at 5.8%. And locally, the Atlanta area, they experienced a 9.48% increase from April to May, which is obviously 3.5% or so above the national average, which, you know, this signals the beginning of a less volatile market and finally a greater balance between supply and demand, which is, you know, what we're looking for.
How long are the listings on the market now? I assume they're stretching out a little bit.
Honestly, that's a great question, but to answer it fairly would just be too difficult. I mean, how long the listings are on the market, it's going to heavily depend on the price and the area that you're in. Like I said, demand is has heavily outweighed supply, and that's obviously decreased the total days on market. But the best advice I can give someone on that question, or for listeners out there, is to just contact a realtor, you know, like myself, and let he or she specify your particular property, and let them, you know, give you a better understanding of the piece of property you're asking about and the area you're asking about, because obviously price range is going to determine a lot. I could give you a national average of 79 days or a citywide average of 72 days, but again, it's just not fair. So I would just suggest someone contact a local realtor and let them determine that for them.
Well, Carter, I hate to say it, but we're running low on time. Before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you, and where can I get more information about Professional Realty Group and Tripper's House?
You can go any of the public sites online, Realtor.com, Trulia, Zillow. You can look at any of those sites for information on the house. You can email me directly, email my partner directly. My email is Carter Smith, PRG, as in Professional Realty Group. Carter Smith, PRG @comcast.net. My partner, Carrie Campbell, her email is Carrie.Campbell@comcast.net. And again, it's great to have these million-dollar listings. It is, but we work in every price range. I'm tickled to death to sell somebody a new family, $100,000 split foyer. You know, anywhere, we handle every price range, and our listings are fortunately, they're under contract, but it's providing, you know, an opportunity for us to acquire more listings, and we're ready to do so. So anybody out there listening that might have a property they're interested in selling, it's a great time. It is really a great time. Demand is high, and there's just not a lot of supply. And we would love for anybody to give us a call or contact us via email, and we'll be happy to help you out.
All right. Carter Smith, just a realtor with the Professional Realty Group.
Thank
Carter,
you.
It was great to have you. Thanks so much for stopping by and joining us.
Thank you.
All right. The deal of the day is next, but stick around for our final segment with special guest Jason Evans. We'll be right back.
Hey, Forrest, what time is it?
Well, Delaney, it's time for today's deal of the day.
All right, Carol, what have you got for us?
Well, Georgia Home Foreclosures has a very cool event coming up on July 13th at Waterfront at Lake Oconee. It is a wakeboard event featuring a professional wakeboarding demonstration.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
Yeah. Wakeboarding, there's door prizes, lots of giveaways, and they're offering tours of the homes up there. And you can also get a taste of life in the gated community.
Well, Carol, what kind of homes are available up there?
Well, Todd, I'm so glad you asked. They have condos as well as 2 to 3 bedroom homes, and they're priced from the 170s to the 300,000. So really pretty affordably priced for lake living. And then, you know, if the homes themselves are either they're craftsman style, they've got hardy plank and stone accents on the exteriors. And then most of the homes have fireplaces, decks, views of the water, you know, granite countertops, which everyone expects now, and then just a lot more.
Well, Carol, tell us more about the community itself.
So the community itself, Waterfront at Lake Oconee, is a lock and leave lifestyle. So they've got 24/7 maintenance, landscape, and repair available. It's gated. There's dry boat storage, as well as a full marina, a clubhouse, a pool, and a dock cafe. There's no reason to leave.
I got to tell you, I would never leave that community. It has everything.
It's got pretty much everything you could want just right there. If you're looking for that resort-style lifestyle, it's available at Lake Oconee, at Waterfront at Lake Oconee.
Now, Todd, I'd like to see you wakeboard.
I was just thinking about that. I used to be a pretty decent water skier back in the day.
Yeah.
But wakeboards didn't exist at that time.
So. I've never wakeboarded. I have a couple of friends that do it really, really well. We go out on their boat at their lake, and yeah, it's pretty impressive.
Any other details on the fun part of this deal?
I don't have any other details, but you can get more information at waterfrontonlakeoconee.com.
All right. Well, that wraps today's deal of the day. All right, and we're back with our next guest. Say hello to Jason Evans, the PR director with The Partnership that represents and does all the PR work for Skyview Atlanta. Welcome to the show, Jason.
Thanks a lot. Happy to be here.
Well, it's good to have you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us. Jason, before we get into a conversation around Skyview Atlanta, take a few seconds and tell us a little bit about you and your background.
Well, I was an executive producer at CNN for 20 years, and if you had an hour or two, I could tell you stories about what I was doing on 9/11 and in various wars and things like that. I left about 5 years ago or so, and I've been doing independent media and PR consulting ever since then, and been working with The Partnership for a little while now, and the Skyview Atlanta is just a PR person's dream. Everyone wants to hear about this thing. It's great.
Well, it's the coolest new attraction to come to Atlanta. I mean, think about it. When's the last time Atlanta had a big attraction announcement? I mean, I'm thinking, I don't know, maybe the pandas coming to the zoo, and that was pre-Olympic, right?
Yeah, it's something like that. And look, we're in the ideal spot. We're in the ideal location. The World of Coke, the aquarium, Centennial Olympic Park itself, the CNN Center. We're right there in the middle of all that stuff. It is going to be a great, fun thing, both for visitors to the city and people who already live in town, to come check out. And we think that having a 200-foot-tall Ferris wheel, get your head around that for a minute. Huge. This thing's 20 stories tall. A 200-foot-tall Ferris wheel is going to, you're not going to be able to miss it when you're down there.
Certainly not. It may be the biggest thing in downtown
Atlanta.
Yeah,
exactly. Huh? Exactly right.
Well, tell us a little bit more about how did it happen? You know, why is it coming to Atlanta and all the scoop?
There are two very smart businessmen from St. Louis who had been building Walmarts and things like that. And one of them went on a vacation to Europe. A gentleman named Todd Schneider went on vacation to Europe, and he and his wife saw how much Europeans were in love with giant Ferris wheels. It's really a very popular thing over there. Obviously, everyone's heard of the London Eye, but that's not the only one. He came back and told his partner, a gentleman named Al Mers, he said, we need to bring one of these to America. And Al said, okay, Todd, you went to Europe and you went crazy. but the reality is they went ahead and did it. They brought one over. They put it up in Myrtle Beach. There's a very similar one to the one that's here in Atlanta in Myrtle Beach. It was a great roaring success. And they said, let's do it again. They actually sold the one in Myrtle Beach to someone else. So they had the money to do it again. And they got this one. This one had spent a year across the street from the Louvre in Paris in the Place de la Concorde. That was my French accent.
That was very nice.
I'm impressed.
Thank you. They moved it here to America, and they put it in Pensacola at first. And a lot of people go, why are we getting Pensacola's hand-me-downs? It's not that way at all. What happened was when they moved it over to America, they knew they needed to do some things to make it perfect for the American audience. They knew Pensacola was not a long-term, year-round market. It's a very seasonal market, obviously, being in Florida. And they were looking for the perfect place to put this. They looked in Houston. They looked at Miami. They looked at a few other places. They did a bunch of research, and they came back and they said, Atlanta's the spot. Atlanta's the one that makes the most sense, and especially because they were able to get this specific parking lot that they have now torn up and destroyed and turned into something amazing right next to the Tabernacle, right next to Centennial Olympic Park.
I got to back you all the way up now because I'm going to get the dates wrong. But I think the first big Ferris wheel, real fair, I think was at the Chicago World's Fair in late
1901.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Okay,
like
and I'm thinking now it's 1901. I can see, okay, this big giant mechanical contraption is pretty cool in 1901. When I think of the distractions and entertainment possibilities and electronics and all the high-tech stuff available, why are people fascinated by something like a Ferris wheel?
Boy, that's a great question. I think that people are attracted to it because we like getting a unique view on things. I mean, this is going to take you up 200 feet in the air. You're going to be moving around while you're up there. Each one of the gondolas, they're climate-controlled, so they'll be cool in the summer and warm in the winter. Each one of the gondolas is 360 degrees of glass, so you can see all the way around the entire city. It's going to be a really cool view. Look, it's not quite the top of the Peachtree Plaza, but not far off from that kind of thing. And so I think people are attracted to it in that way. The other thing is, once you see it when it's up, it'll be up. We're going to be starting work in just a few days from now, opening for the public, I mean. Once it's up, there's an incredible light structure that's on this thing. They've got the guys who did the lights for the Eiffel Tower. It's the same kind of lighting system that's on the Eiffel Tower. And then there are other things we're going to do over the course of time. And I unfortunately can't get into all the details, but you talk about technology and multimedia attractions and things like that. Believe it or not, over the course of time, that's what this is going to become.
All right. We'll be back with Jason Evans after this short commercial break. Great news stories don't just happen. They are the result of cultivating relationships with the media. Public relations is a great way to add excitement to your marketing program, while also creating third-party credibility. With decades of experience of working with the media online and offline, the Marketing Relevance team is uniquely positioned to deliver your company's stories. Call us today at 770-383-3360 or visit marketingrelevance.com. All right, and we're back with Jason Evans, PR Director with The Partnership, representing Skyview Atlanta.
Jason, on the break, you were sharing with us that the Ferris wheel takes how many days to install?
It's kind of incredible. They put this thing up in 1 week. We had a couple weeks where we were doing some preparation of the site, tearing up the old parking lot and putting in the pad and all the ballast and things like that that we'd need to make sure that it doesn't fall off and roll down the street.
There's an interesting
yeah,
thought.
Exactly. Someone has said to me, you can do a great like horror movie, disaster movie with this thing rolling
throw
down the street.
Throw some zombies in.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know if we want to go that that direction with it. But it only takes about 7 days from the start of construction to the end of construction. The whole thing is modular. Think of it like a giant Lego set or something like that. And they pull out specific pieces in a specific order from these specially designed trucks that hold all the pieces, and they just put them up one by one. Not to say it's not complicated. I think it's incredibly complicated, but they're able to do it, and it goes up in 1 week.
So any cranes involved?
Or? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Two huge cranes. One, I don't know that much about cranes, but I'm told that one of them is a 90-ton crane. The other is a 240-ton crane. I guess that means they're big.
They're big.
It means they weigh a lot.
Yes.
We got that part.
Well, I think that actually represents the amount that they can carry.
Yeah.
But they probably do weigh a lot to carry that much. So.
Makes sense.
Yeah. I got to tell you, Jason, I'm having fantasies of taking the portable Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio station, installing it in one of these gondolas and broadcasting. And I'm serious a little bit about that, but I'm curious, what kind of other events or kind of things are going to be surrounding
There's a gentleman that we've hired who's going to do nothing but handling our events and special kind of VIP sort of things with the Ferris wheel. There's, by the way, a VIP car on the wheel that has Ferrari leather in it. And
get out.
Yes. And champagne bucket, and we're working on as soon as we get our liquor license, we'll actually be able to put champagne in the bucket for you. but we are doing, we've already had an incredible number of people contact us and say they want to hold special events. Because we're a combined venue with the Tabernacle, we're literally right next door to the Tabernacle, we're going to be able to do even large-scale events at both places at the same time. But we can easily accommodate, you know, anything from a birthday party of 20, 30, 40 people up to a corporate event of 200 people easily, where you would get special access to the wheel and where you'd be able to do, we're going to have a whole area, like a bistro area, where we'll have catering and alcohol and all that kind of stuff.
So how many people fit in one car if you wanted to have like an intimate party versus how many people if you rent the whole Ferris wheel?
Sure. There are 42 cars. Each one of them hold up to 6 people. It's sort of the best experience is 4 or 5 people, I think. And one important thing to note is that we're not going to shoehorn people in. Like if someone goes on a date with one other person, it's just going to be the two of you in the car. We're not going to put you in with another family of 4 or something like that. So
good to know.
Kind of spoiled the moment.
Yes, but it's up to 6 people in the car. So, I talk about birthday parties or corporate events. You can't put 30 people in one of these cars. That wouldn't work. But there's going to be a wonderful VIP area that you can hang out at. And then as people want, they can go take a whirl on the wheel.
Very cool.
A whirl on the wheel.
How long? I'm going to
remember that. How long is it going to be here? I mean, it sounds like this is it's kind of weird to think of a portable Ferris wheel.
It is.
How long is it going to be here?
It's amazing to think of it as portable. And I've tried to discourage the media and people from thinking of it that way. I have all kinds of people who say to me, oh, is this only going to be here for a short period of time? Because they remember when we had the Final Four here in Atlanta, there was a Ferris wheel in the park, mm-hmm. about a third the size of ours, that was only here for a week. We have a 1.5-year lease on the piece of property that we're on right next to the Tabernacle. We have an option to renew that lease. If this does anything close to the business we expect it to do, then there's no reason to believe that we won't be here for many, many, many years. As I said, we're partners with the Tabernacle, so I'm sure they'll be happy for us to continue operating here. The fact that it is able to move doesn't mean it will move.
What else is going to be connected with it? I mean, you mentioned the Tabernacle, and I there's all kinds of obvious
sure.
tie-ins that work there. What else is around that area that's going to be tied in?
Well, we don't have formal relationships yet with the other venues and the other attractions that are in the area, but the Centennial Olympic Park area is going to become such a center of interesting stuff for people to be a part of and do. We all know what's already there with the World of Coke, with the aquarium, with CNN Center, with the Tabernacle, with the park. But the National Civil Rights Museum is going there. The College Football Hall of Fame is going to be going there. These things are all going to be up in the next year and a half, 2 years or so. You're going to be able to go down to that area and have an incredible educational and fun experience for many, many days. I think that, you know, it's going to turn into an area where people are going to come in from out of town and spend a couple days checking out all the different things that are there. You'd be crazy not to.
Yeah.
And for residents of Atlanta, it's you know, it's just going to be wonderful for us.
Well, Jason, I hate to say it, but we're about out of time. Before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you, and where can they learn more about Skyview Atlanta?
Well, the best thing to do is to check us out either on Facebook. We have Twitter also, but check out on Facebook, or we have the Skyview Atlanta webpage. Go there for all kinds of information about the park. And when you're on that page, there's a place where you can click and get in touch with me, or get in touch with anyone connected to the wheel to find out about the parties and the events. As I said, I think it's going to become a really popular and interesting corporate event kind of venue.
Oh, I agree. I can't wait to get there. Jason Evans, the PR director with The Partnership, representing Skyview Atlanta. Jason, it was great to have you. Thanks for stopping by and
thanks joining
us.
Thanks much, guys. Y'all have to come down and go on the wheel.
I'm in. Oh, I am in.
Good deal.
You bet. All right. Well, that wraps this week's episode. Check us out by visiting AtlantaRealEstateForum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. In fact, if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a customer rating and review on iTunes. So on behalf of today's guests, Carter Smith, Jason Evans, show producer Delaney Langston, my co-host Carol Morgan, and Todd Youngblood, I'm Todd Schnick. We'll see you next week on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.